The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 11, this is letter number 3581, Baruch Hashem, the 24th of Sivan, Tavshin Tezva, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So, doesn't say where he wanted to travel to, and who it is, Bechlal, doesn't say, but the Rebbe is responding to this person he wrote on Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, in which he writes that he wants to travel to somewhere, wherever that dot means, but he's asking the Rebbe should he consider settling there, and especially to find proper match. And the Rebbe said that's proper, and he blesses him that it should be with success, and you should give good news. Okay? Not sure where exactly. But the Rebbe says, I'm sure it's extra to encourage you that there too you need to occupy yourself in spreading of the wellsprings to the outside. Without considering how long you're going to stay there. So in other words, even if you're just going to stay there for a little bit, maybe he went there to meet a girl or made a match, went to a shidduch, maybe that's why he went there. But it looks like also considering maybe to settle there. But the Rebbe says, even you're going for a short while, you should occupy yourself in spreading the wellspring, even without knowing. He gives the pisgam, the saying of the previous Rebbe in this situation. He brings an example that the Mishkan that traveled with the Jews in the desert, whenever they would stop, they would unpack the Mishkan, set it up, and fully erected with all the details. Even though they were for one day, then they folded it back up. It was a big job to unpack it, pack it together. That was something difficult. So he says, doesn't matter, but they still did it. That when we talk about a Mishkan of Hashem, you have to raise it with all the details, all the specifics, even in those journeys, in places that the cloud only stood there from the evening to the morning. It means you got to pack up again. In the morning, the cloud went up and you journeyed. So the Rebbe says, don't stop doing the work that you're doing and spreading the wellsprings. But the Rebbe says, especially in your case, this will add success to your personal matters. Because he's there for a shidduch, I guess. It's going to help him, the fact that he's active in spreading the wellsprings. The Rebbe concludes with a bracha. This is in the name of the Rebbe. So, the Rebbe says, wherever you go, you need to keep on doing your spreading of the wellsprings, even if you're temporary, but do it there. And Rebbe tells you that, especially there, it'll help you for the shidduch.